You are listening to Small Business Leadership Daily Brief for June the 6th, 2018, Wednesday. If everything is important, then nothing is important. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. You can visit the website at growgreat.com. I first remember uttering this phrase, if everything is important, then nothing is important. Well, I did it to myself and to coworkers. I was a teenager and I was working for an autocratic micromanager of a stereo shop who loved to preach the message, everything is important. And he would traipse around picking nits. Quite often, we'd find ourselves doing things to appease him while other things that were far more critical would go undone. For example, I remember working to connect some equipment in a sound room, stereo gear, so we could avoid the embarrassment when a shopper would walk in. They would want to hear a certain setup, and you'd go to the gear and you'd turn it on, and it wouldn't work. Well, it's not a good feeling. When you work in a retail environment that requires you to demonstrate something, you want it to work as it should. And I had endured, as my coworkers had as well, the ongoing embarrassment of foiled demos because we had a certain coworker, and we knew who he was, who would constantly move or disconnect pieces of gear without telling the rest of us and without fixing what he had dismantled. Almost daily, the rest of us were frustrated, and we all knew who he was. Well, as I'm taking care of that, the manager did this all hands to the back, kind of a rampage back in the stock room. We had a file cabinet back there, and the owner's manuals to all of the gear that was on the showroom would be alphabetically filed in these file cabinets. So if a customer came in and they wanted to see, can I look at the owner's manual to that particular receiver or that amplifier, that preamplifier, we could go to the back and we could find it quite quickly and get it. Well, someone had pulled one and they'd left it laying on a box in the warehouse instead of filing it back where it belonged. Now, this was not a problem. This almost never happened, mostly because shoppers rarely wanted to see an owner's manual. This Tuesday, a couple of days ago, news broke and the internet is losing its mind still over the White House rescinding an invitation to greet the president because a handful of players for the Philadelphia Eagles don't want to go. Now, I'm apolitical. That means I don't care. You can judge me if you like. I'm a capitalist, and I'm willing to assume responsibility for my own life. I'm thankful for our freedoms. I love our country, but I don't get wrapped around the axle about what goes on in D.C. Well, it's not entirely true. Tuesday night, I was quite disturbed that Vegas lost again in the Stanley Cup Finals, but otherwise, I really don't care what happens in Washington, D.C. Nearly everywhere I look online, people are writing, judging, slamming, supporting what is going on as this NFL team is now not invited to go visit the White House. And this impacts my life. This impacts my business. How? My life is made worse by this. How? My life is improved by this. How? It's not. It doesn't affect me one little bit unless I allow it. By being distracted from what really matters. Sort of like that manager who felt it was more urgent for all hands to be lambasted instead of making sure that our showroom was shopper customer ready. If everything is important, then nothing is important. Many managers, leaders, and business owners love to preach their perceived truth that every detail matters. Maybe. If you're manufacturing aerospace parts, it matters more than if you're manufacturing beanies. I get it. When you tell your employees that everything is important, then you are telling them that there are no priorities. How can there be if everything is equally important? But you don't stop to realize that that's what you're saying. And you're not likely understanding how demoralizing that is to your people as they do their work. They know that some things matter more than others. They understand some things are more critical than others. And the more you beat them down with messages contrary to that truth, the worse it gets. Customer service and every other performance standard that you have erode. As you strain to emphasize everything being important, you will notice that everything begins to fail. Set your own standards. Do you really care about your employees? Do you really care about your customers? You should. And if you do, then make the things that are important those things that most impact employees and those things that most impact your customers. It's not about refusing to look at lesser things like those unfiled owner's manuals. It just means that you can weigh if that's a problem or not. a problem that requires some corrective action other than asking people to make sure they do it correctly the next time. Sometimes that's all we need to do. Hey, fix this. Don't do that again. Stop trying to fix every problem with an immediate whack of a sledgehammer. If your employees cannot recite to you right now what's most important in your business, you've got serious work to do. Be well, do good, grow great. That's the website, growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. See you tomorrow.